Two of humankind's fundamental needs can be met by visiting Missoula's Saturday Farmers Market: eating and socializing. The City of Missoula and Montana Rail Link help make the market possible, but market manager John Lundquist says the event is about the community.
The people in Missoula make it special. There's no other small city like Missoula that supports two different farmers markets as well as two different craft markets going on at the same time, and they're all successful.
Lundquist estimated about 90 vendors on this day, with 150 spaces available.
Now that things are coming in, we'll fill up and we'll have full markets for the rest of the year.
Margaret Mahlberg is coming to the market for her third year.
And what are you selling here today?
We're selling caramels. The original recipe comes from my mother-in-law who lives in West Glacier, Montana.
Pecan, sweet and salty, and original sat out on the table with slightly different caramel tones.
People like the sweet and salty the best. I still think original's the best. It's my favorite.
At 25 cents, it would be foolish not to get one or four. A few vendors down, I met the co-owner of Mill Creek Farms in Hamilton, Sean McCoy. He had a healthy list of vegetables to offer.
We have radishes, kale, mixed salad greens, a spicy mixed salad greens, spinach, sun gold tomatoes, green garlic, and lots of plants.
For those without a green thumb or a garden, the farmer's market provides the perfect opportunity to connect growers to eaters. Lisa Strickle from Mountain View Gardens in Kalispell sells tomatoes, peppers, and homemade pesto at her booth.
It's going very well. We've been very blessed. People just love our product. It's fresh and no pesticides, so it's very healthy.
Lang Mu has been coming to the market as long as he can remember. It's not only a tradition for his family, it's part of his culture.
Part of life that has always been with us Hmong people, and so just trying to keep that way of life in a way, and at the same time so I can teach it out to my kids and... Yeah. And feed myself.
That's Bob Mislevic on accordion. He says the farmer's market has an atmosphere conducive to his style of music.
It has a European cafe flavor, and with the vegetables and fruit markets, it has a flavor definitely of a European street market.
My name is Cynthia Wilson, and I'm selling 9 Mile preserves and pickle-lily. Pickle-lily is actually an old-fashioned term for relish.
Kevin Myers, I'm the owner of Goodyville Bakery and Restaurant. We're Missoula's only totally gluten-free bakery and restaurant. I actually started last summer just with the bakery. It was so successful, I opened up the restaurant.
Comfortably seated across from Kevin was the proprietor of Earth Oven Breads, Don Van Ice. He offers a country French bread with a little sourdough.
I bake it in an adobe oven, so it has a much better crust to it. I say it's like no other bread you've ever tasted in your life.
Black Mountain Moan started in with a lively set of music on the main stage, contrasting Mislevic playing at the other end of the market.
Missoula's got that quality of people that really feed into the farmer's market, and the farmer's market feeds off the people.
Lucy Brieger at Lifeline Produce has been coming to the market for about 25 years. She faced a minor issue.
I'm selling bedding plants and some accidental cucumbers.
Accidental? How are they?
Well, I wasn't really expecting them to... I wasn't expecting so many to be so ready so early.
Brieger says the market success is owed to the food savvy of Missoulians.
It's Missoula, and people here are really sophisticated about understanding local and sustainable.
Here's a few of those sophisticrats.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Audrey. I've only had coffee so far. Kettle corn. Dave. That's his favorite. We've just gone from one block to the next and enjoyed music.
My name's Donna, and I'm here for great people watching, good food, and just to enjoy Missoula.
We come down to the market because the market's here. They always have good produce. The price is reasonable and usually have what I want. Coming from Seattle, and we went over to eastern Montana, and now we're going back home and rehydrate.
Jeremy Jenkins, and I'm here to get my dinner.
What's on the menu tonight?
I've got kale, carrots, and I might get some beets, stir-fry it all up.
I come down every Saturday morning. It's such a great place to pick up good things.
My name's Jen, and I like to come down here with my children. They really enjoy coming to the market. They love to get little treats, baked goods, and look at the big train and hear the music.
The farmer's market runs from 8 until 12:30 and can be found by the big red X's on the north end of Higgins Street. The Missoula Saturday Market and the Clark Fork Market can also be found downtown Saturday morning. If you somehow have a free weekend this summer, here's a way to get a healthy serving of Missoula. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Justin Steck.